You know, I believe that growth is always available if you make space for it. Growth is always available if you make space for it. Because what else is there to do but grow? But the thing is, over here, we know we don't have to grow every single day. We know it's okay to enjoy the view too. You know, some of us, we have been climbing mountains. And guess what? You arrived. And then as soon as you arrive, you realize there's another mountain to climb. But guess what? You don't have to climb it right away. Just take a moment for yourself, okay? Take a moment and enjoy the view. Because when you're ready, what else is there to do anyways but grow? You will grow again. It's our natural progression. You know, when I grew on social media, it happened so fast and so much. There was so much abundance in my hand that so many people around me were, you know, basically showing me how to scale up faster and faster. And I was like, listen, I think I just want to enjoy this new position I'm in. Let me get comfortable with where I'm at. And that type of thinking is kind of foreign to somebody who just wants to constantly rise. But in my journey, I've already realized that it's important to enjoy the view. We don't want nothing before it's time. We don't want anything falling right through our fingers because we didn't appreciate it. You know, our nature, regardless of our procrastination, is really just growth. It's natural for us to naturally grow. Nobody can stop our flourish. You feel me? Nobody can curse who Jah bless. And we are growing beautifully, my friend, whenever we want to. You can feel it. You may not be able to see it because sometimes the growth is invisible. We know that. Sometimes it's just felt. Just like the trees. They get bigger and bigger without us ever noticing. And this season, what else is there to do but grow? You just have to have the audacity to accept it. The audacity to take up more space. The audacity to show this planet what we are made out of. Because what else is there to do? When we look at our options, it's pretty simple. Should we tie ourselves with distraction? Compare ourselves? Should we hang out with people who don't love the real us? Should we abuse our body with substances and foods that affect our energy and our livelihood? Or do we grow? Sometimes getting to the next stage of life isn't about trying to see how high you can jump. It's more so of a removal process, a pruning. Sometimes we just need to trim the things that affect our growth and then watch us blossom. I remember 11 years ago, I looked within, I looked above, and I set an intention. I want to grow deeply. I looked in the mirror and I didn't love who I was. I didn't enjoy the life that I was living. I looked around and I realized my environment, this soil, it's not rich. It's not good. It was as if a new seed was trying to sprout in concrete, but beneath the concrete, what is there? Earth and soil. You know, I didn't have the resources to move, to get a new friend group instantly. I couldn't travel for a new life experience. I needed to grow where I was. So I started digging. I wasn't climbing. I was digging. I was removing the weeds. Lots of metaphors today. But I got rid of people who I knew weren't truly for me. I got rid of the processed foods. I got rid of substances or stimulants that clouded my perception and distanced me from my emotions. I needed to feel them. And I decided to be intimate physically with nobody. Instead, I would be intimate with my own life. I wasn't adding much into my life. I was simply removing. You can't stop the sun from rising each day, can you? No. You can't stop the birds from flying. Nature will simply take its course. And so will we. I started to blossom and I realized that the growth was always there waiting. Growth is always available if we make space for it. A lot of times we think the growth is in more, but it's in the removal process. Looking at our life and say, what is hindering our growth? Some of us feel like it's just so hard to get to the next step, not realizing we're carrying so much and dragging so much, and there's things literally blocking us from our blessings. If we just remove them, oh my God, we would naturally just blossom. Beneath the surface, like seeds in the soil, we'd be fruitful and beautiful. We'd be patient, persistent, and powerful. We would shed the layers that no longer serve us, like trees dropping their autumn leaves, making space for new buds, new life, embracing the cycles of change. And in this shedding, this letting go, we find our roots grow deeper. Our branches reach higher. We become more of who we truly are, discovering who we truly are, because it's already within. Not by forcing, not by striving, but by allowing and accepting, by nurturing the essence within. And as we grow, we see others around us flourishing too, a forest of souls interconnected, supporting each other's ascension. What else is there to do but grow, my friend? To unfurl our petals to the sun, to dance with the wind of change, to drink deeply from life's spring. We are creation in itself, ever evolving, ever becoming. Our growth is unstoppable. It's beautiful. We are fruitful and we are beautiful. Say that with me. I am fruitful and I am beautiful. It means you're resourceful. It means you're beautiful inside and out. Exploring your inner gifts, sharing it with the world. It's beautiful. Oh my God. God made you a one of one. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being so fruitful and beautiful and removing the weeds and accepting your natural patterns. You are growing. Your growth is unstoppable. What else is there to do today? Nothing but grow and be you. And you don't know in hindsight, everything gonna be all right. It's a vibe ting. And we powered by Cha. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to support, you know, send it over to your Instagram stories and tag me at hindsight and I'll repost it. Thank you.